morning in 1942. Her mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and proud, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have news locally about some Filipinos, along with news from the Philippines. Our music theme for the evening is that of Filipina American singing groups. But for right now, we're about to head over to the news desk. And this actually comes from care11.com. October is Filipino American History Month. Inside the Indigenous Roots Cultural Arts Center is a bounty of vibrant colors and illustrations. Our current exhibition is called Sayo, a Philippine dance exhibit that explores the different mixtures of cultures that have influenced the Philippines, explained Mary Ann Queros, Indigenous Roots co-founder. It was something that I wanted my children to see. The drawings depict traditional dances and regalia designed to capture the hearts and open a window to the soul of Filipino heritage. We're not a monolith culture. There's so much diversity and richness in our cultural traditions. The graphics are designed by J.M.E. Ferranda and inspired Curis, a dance and community advocate born in the Philippines. I immigrated here with my family in 1989, directly here to the east side, and I never saw myself represented in anything. And having children, it was the same thing. Thanks to social media, Kiris connected with Ferranda, based out of Washington, to bring her work to the Twin Cities. And so, I thought this was a really good way for us to showcase the diversity and beauty of the Philippines. Kiris said, There are over 100 nations and tribes. There's over 100 languages spoken. While the Sayaw exhibit gives us an art appreciation, it serves a larger purpose. The first Filipinos in Minnesota came here, you know, hundreds of years ago. And so that's something that's not shared widely. And so I think having an exhibit that can start those conversations, explained Kiros, who shares another hope that we'll also be launching a pad for many fellow local Filipino artists. On October 23rd, there will be an event where you can try Filipino food and a workshop where you can learn traditional folk and Filipino dances. You can also see the exhibit through mid-January. It's open to the public during cafe hours, which are 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that's from care11.com. And from what I know, Care11 has been doing some reports on not only just this with Indigenous Roots and the SIO exhibit, but it looks like Care11 will also be taping a segment with Snack Lux Pastries and out of Oakdale inside the Bamboo restaurant location on Tuesday around 3 p.m. to be aired on Thursday. And this is another Filipino-based owned eating establishment by Erlen Pannon. But in regards to other community announcements that we have here on the Filipino American National News, on Saturday, October the 29th, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans present Fire and Ice Gala, 51st Annual Induction of Officers at the Hyatt Regency in Bloomington. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. with cocktails and the program at dinner at 7 p.m. For more information, you can contact Toinette at 952-994-6015. In regards to other community announcements, on Saturday, November the 12th, the Film Minnesota Association will be celebrating 70 years of service with their dinner dance and annual meeting. More information to follow. And the following week, November 19th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the University of Minnesota Kauffman Memorial Union, they'll be having a seminar on bicultural and family issues. Can I tell you how I feel? And for more information in regards to this, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. And for right now, we are going to head over to our first song of the evening. And it's actually from the first ever singing group that we ever featured here on the Filipino American National News. That was way back when, I believe in 1997, when Ann Webb was the main host of the Filipino American National News. And the show was on a Wednesday, but this interview was taped early on a Saturday, if I remember correctly. And Panay would eventually make their way back here on the Filipino American National Airwaves a few years later when they release it, their next CD. But right now we're going to play an acoustic version from the original album Inevitable, but from a new album of theirs entitled Next Time, the acoustic, and this is their version in acoustic of Next Time. once again, that was Pinay with their song Next Time. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It can be found on the web at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And if you have a phone, like I know a majority of us do, you can find us via the KFAI app on Google Play and the Apple Store. And starting on the 18th through the 31st, it's the annual pledge drive here at KFAI, the fall pledge drive specifically. And feel free to not only support the Filipino American National News with our product that we try to bring you every week here on the airwaves of KFAI, but also the other shows that you might support here on KFAI. And we'll have more information on our social medias in regards to that. And hopefully in the coming of weeks, we will have some interviews, some interesting interviews to bring on to the airwaves of the Filipino American National News, which is the longest running weekly Filipino American radio show in the United States. But right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk, and this comes from Reuters. Aboard the USS Ronald Reagan, the United States has made available $100 million in foreign military financing to the Philippines, its ambassador in the Manila said on Friday. Parts of the efforts to boost the Southeast Asian country's defense capabilities and military modernization. The new military financing underscores improved defense ties between the treaty allies under President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., whose predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte, shifted his country's foreign policy away from the United States to pursue warmer ties with China. The United States has now made available $100 million in foreign military financing, in part for the Philippines military to use as it wishes, Ambassador Mary Kay Carlson told a media briefing aboard the USS Ronald Reagan, which is on scheduled port call in Manila. Carlson added that the Philippines could use the allocation to offset its decision to scrap a $12.7 billion deal with Russia. Manila is looking to heavy lift Chinook helicopters from the United States. The Philippines, by far the largest recipient of U.S. military assistance in the Indo-Pacific region, having received $1.14 billion worth of planes, armored vehicles, small arms, and other military equipment and training from 2015 to 2022. The amount includes $475.3 million worth of foreign military financing to the Philippines, among the biggest in Southeast Asia. President Marcos, who met his U.S. counterpart, U.S. President Joe Biden last month, said in a speech read by foreign ministry official at Friday's briefing that he welcomed the visit of the USS Ronald Reagan and reiterated he was committed to maintaining peace and stability in the South China Sea. The port called for the first in 3 years by nuclear-powered warships leading a carrier strike group, followed its participation in a joint military exercise between the United States and South Korea. For right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from a Filipina R&B group by the name of Forte. And the name of this track is Give My Love to You.
When I
once again, that was the Quartet of Forte with their song, Give My Love to You. And now we'll head over back to the news desk. Friendwood's model and fashion designer, Arbani Gabriel, continues to make history. The winner of Miss Texas USA 2022 now holds the crown for Miss USA after winning the pageant in Nevada. Gabrielle now represents the United States in the upcoming 71st Miss Universe pageant, which takes place starting in January in New Orleans. She joins another Filipina-American woman, Avery Bishop from Dallas, in representing the state of Texas in the most esteemed pageants. Bishop will compete for the title of Miss America in December. Gabrielle graduated from the University of North Texas in 2018 and has had her own independent clothing label out of the Houston area. Gabrielle also showcased her Miss USA interview outfit on her account as her way to honor her parents. Gabrielle said her mother is from Beaumont and her father is from the Philippines. She also recently held a school supply drive for kids in Sunnyside, giving 350 students essential school items before the new school year. And we do have time for one more article for the evening. Miss Universe Spain 2022 Alicia Fabuel showcased her fluency in Filipino while visiting the Philippines. Fabuel shared a video on Instagram on Tuesday of herself interacting with the locals. In the clip, she can be seen treating a boy to tasok-tasok, a type of street food that is eaten with a stick. During the pedicab ride, Fabuel learns that the 11-year-old boy named Patrick. She also asks him his favorite Miss Universe contestant is you, he replies in Tagalog. Kuya Patrick is so nice and sweet, Fabuel wrote in her post caption in Filipino, adding the next time they will make a mukbang video with a tokeneng, a type of Filipino street food that consists of hard-boiled eggs fried with bright orange batter. Fabuel recently returned to the Philippines after being away for 2 years to attend the BYS Fashion Week, where Miss Universe Philippines 2002 Celeste Cortese was also present. The event, BYS Cosmetics' first ever Fashion Week in the Philippines, was held from October 6th to October 8th. Finally, after 2 years of waiting, I am back to the Philippines, Fabuel wrote in a recent Instagram post. Manila was home for me for almost 3 years, and even though I don't have Filipino blood, my heart has always been part of the Philippines. And once again, it doesn't fail to make me feel like it's my own home. Fabuel had previously lived in the Philippines for 3 years to study acting and work as a model. She has notably appeared on the August 2015 cover of Gadgets magazine, as well as the 2015 Steven Seagal action movie Captain Commander as Alicia De Santo. Though she appears to be fluent in Filipino in her videos, the Miss Universe candidate admits in Miss You Update Instagram story takeover that she's no longer as fluent as she once was while she still lived in the Philippines. Born on January 9th, 1997 in Alicante, Spain, Fabuel was crowned Miss Universe Spain 2022 at the Los Olivos Beach Resort in Tenerife, Spain on September 10th. She will represent Spain at the Miss Universe 2022 pageant, which will also be held in New Orleans on January the 14th. And right now, we are going to end the show with a song from the group Premiere. And if you were a fan of 1990s movies, they had a song, I believe, entitled You Got It, that appeared on the movie The Great White Hype, that starred Damon Wayans, I believe, actor, director Peter Berg, who studied at McAllister, and Samuel L. Jackson as some of the stars of that movie. Once again, this is Premiere with their song, entitled Stay. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Personas de Minnesota de 12 años o más son elegibles a recibir la nueva vacuna de refuerzo autorizada para el COVID-19. Estas vacunas nuevas de refuerzo están formuladas para proteger contra la variante del Omicron. Usted es elegible si ha completado su serie de vacunación primaria y si han pasado 2 meses o más desde su última vacuna de COVID-19. Inmunidad disminuye 2 a 4 meses después de ser vacunado, por lo que refuerzos son necesarios para reducir la hospitalización del COVID-19. Nuevas dosis de refuerzo para aquellos 12 años o más están disponibles en la clínica de vacunación del Mall de América y cadenas de farmacia como Hy-Vee, CVS y Walgreens. Encuentre una dosis yendo a vaccines.gov.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI.